Friends, I wonder if you can imagine how sad the women must have felt as they walked to the tomb that Sunday morning. Can you imagine how sad they would have been? All that joy and peace that they'd found in Jesus, it's lost. All the hope that they had in him, it's just gone. Just this deep, aching, empty sadness. I think if you've ever felt really sad, you can relate to that feeling of emptiness. There's a tiredness that comes with a really deep grief. Your eyes feel really weary from crying. There's an ache in the back of your throat. There's so many questions. There's so much confusion. A lot of grown-ups know what it feels like. But I think even a lot of kids know what it feels like to be really sad sometimes. So imagine what it was like for those women on that first Easter Sunday morning. There they were, walking out to the tomb where they had seen Jesus buried just a couple of days before. First thing in the morning, but feeling so sad and so empty. And then, what did they find? The tomb was empty. They woke up feeling empty, and then they found the tomb was empty. And that changed everything. Actually, I wondered if you noticed in the bit that it was Lucas who was reading for us those first words, wasn't it? Of when the women found the tomb empty. Actually, to start with, it didn't change everything. To start with, they were just confused. This massive stone that's been rolled to the side, and they walk in and they find the tomb empty. And then we read in verse 4 that they were just confused. And I think we kind of get that. We would have been pretty confused too, right? Like, what's going on? Who's moved the stone? Where is Jesus' body? So much confusion, so many questions. But when we read, while they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. Now, if you're here this morning and you're sort of feeling a bit awkward that a room full of people like this would actually pay any serious attention to something that talks about angels, yes, that's what we're doing. This is classic Bible description of angelic beings. Man, gleaming like lightning. Yes, the Bible says angels are real. But if you think that that's a lot to take in, well, it's really not a big deal if you're open to the possibility that God can raise the dead, which, after all, is what we're all here about today. But for those women, now they're not just confused about the empty tomb, they're freaked out by these mighty angels. And once again, kind of understandable, I think. And then the angels spoke. And I kind of wonder if they were trying to crack a joke. Because here they are in a tomb and they say to the women, why do you look for the living among the dead? Kind of makes me wonder whether they were trying to be funny, because these women, well, they weren't looking for the living among the dead. That'd be kind of weird walking around a cemetery going, anyone alive down here? Anyone alive over there? No, that would be a really weird thing to do. They weren't looking for the living among the dead. They were looking for Jesus' dead body in the place where they expected to find him, in the tomb. But the point the angels are making is very clear. Jesus is not here. Jesus doesn't belong in a tomb because he is risen. He is alive. And this is just incredible. I mean, how could this happen? Is this for real? How can we be sure this wasn't just made up? Friends, this Easter Sunday morning, if you don't find yourself asking questions like that, I think you should. I had a great chat with one of the teenagers after our youth group the other week, and she was asking all kinds of questions like this. You know, how do we know this isn't all just made up? And then she asked the best question of all. Is it okay to ask questions like this? I feel like maybe it's a bit rude, or I shouldn't be asking things like that. Is it okay to ask the question? Well, yeah. Actually, it's not only just okay, it's really important to ask questions like that. Because, I mean, people, when they die, they stay dead, don't they? But if Jesus did rise from the dead, just as he said he would, then that changes everything. So I wonder why you're here this Easter Sunday morning. Why should we pay any attention to this crazy suggestion that Jesus has risen from the dead? Well, we could say a stack of things. And we'll have a chance to unpack some more of that in the next few Sundays as we work through some of those questions here at Trinity Brighton. But just from this passage here in Luke's Gospel, I reckon there are three things that make me think that this is legit, this is true. One, the first witnesses were women. Two, the disciples look pretty foolish. And three, something moves them from confusion to conviction. You see, the first thing that I think has the ring of truth about this outrageous claim that Jesus was risen from the dead, that the tomb was empty, the first thing is that the first witnesses were women. Now, for us today, we might miss this. Might not kind of get the significance of that. What difference does it make if the first witnesses of the empty tomb were women or men? I mean, take them at their word. But that's because our legal system treats the testimony of women and men with equal standing. Our society does too, but theirs didn't. Neither their legal system nor their society in general. So in that time and place, if you were going to make up a story about the founding leader of your new religion rising from the dead, you wouldn't run with a story where women were the first witnesses. That would just be a dumb thing to do if you wanted people to take your claims seriously. And yet I think it would be entirely fitting that Jesus would so honour women that they would be the first messengers of his resurrection. If we read the accounts of Jesus' life throughout his ministry, he showed such a counter-cultural pro-women honour and kindness. And there's something really cool about this account, that in a culture that diminished the testimony of women, they were actually the first people to share the news that the tomb was empty. But that brings us to the second point, because the disciples, the blokes, they look pretty foolish, don't they? I mean, did you hear the story as Lucas and George read it for us? The women come running back. They tell them, hey, guys, the tomb is empty. Jesus is risen. And what did the disciples do? That they wisely acknowledged this to be exactly what they had expected, and they quickly began gathering followers to their new religion. No, they didn't. Like, not at all. Verse 11, they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. And there it is. That bias against the testimony of women. But there it is too. These men had known Jesus for at least the last 3 years. They'd lived with him, they'd seen his miracles, they'd even heard him repeatedly predict that he would die by crucifixion and then 3 days later he would rise again. They'd seen it all, they'd heard it all, and yet they just dismissed the resurrection as nonsense. It really doesn't paint them in a very positive light, does it? It seems to me that this is kind of the opposite of propaganda. This has a profound ring of truth to me. These guys weren't making up this story to make themselves look good, that is for sure. This sounds like this is what actually happened, that the tomb was actually empty. These angels actually did explain the situation. The women actually did pass the message along, and the disciples actually did just dismiss it as nonsense. But I think the third point that I find so compelling as I read this and I think, wow, how do we know this is true? Is that something took these guys from confusion to deep conviction. Because it's these same disciples who went on to face all kinds of persecution and even death because of their claim, when they got it into their heads, that actually, yes, Jesus had risen from the dead. Over the following weeks and months and years, these very disciples would put it all on the line because they were thoroughly convinced that the tomb was empty because Jesus was alive, because in the days and weeks that followed, they saw him, they met him, they ate with him, and this changed everything. And so this Easter Sunday, I want us to remember this really does change everything. That's why we celebrate Easter Sunday. Because the tomb was empty, and that means that life is not. The tomb was empty, and that means that life is not. So because Easter Sunday follows on from Good Friday, even when we are burdened by guilt, Jesus' resurrection assures us that his death actually brings about the forgiveness that he said it would. Even in those moments when life is full of sadness, Jesus' resurrection secures hope for us that life, this life, is not all that there is. Even when this life just feels pointless, Jesus' resurrection tells us that there is a purpose beyond the here and now. There is something else to come. Even when this life is most scary, Jesus' resurrection tells us there is a God who is powerful even to defeat death. Because the tomb was empty, life is not. And that's something worth celebrating. And as I looked through our song list of great songs that grip us with the goodness of the resurrection, I thought, actually, we've got a cracking kids song that captures this better than anything else I know. So I'm going to ask the band to come forward, and they're going to help us to prepare to sing this song together. This might be a kids song, and if you're a grown-up who's not very used to singing, like, I get it. We all stand up, and this feels a bit awkward. But I hope you feel the energy in the room. Because this song so helpfully brings home the point that in Jesus' resurrection, we have the great assurance that he is indeed the one who has the power to save us from our sin and even to save us from death. But the other reason that this song is so helpful is that it's super upbeat. It doesn't let us talk about the resurrection as if it's just kind of some hypothetical, interesting intellectual puzzle. It reminds us that this is the best news ever. That in rising from the dead, Jesus shows us that he is the one that we can trust with our whole lives. It's even got actions, if you're willing to join in. Kids, I hope you will. Channel your Superman flying pose, because we're going to see that when we celebrate that the tomb is empty and Jesus is alive, we know that he is truly our super saviour. So let's stand and belt this one out together.